All right, Mace. So I've given Slee and Emily and Taylor and Yates a crack at this, and I'm going to give it to you too.
What is the general area of
psychotherapy?
Oh, nobody's been to more psychotherapy than me.
Okay,
so, Amanda gave her piece.
Oh, and Amanda
Berg
too.
Gave a little bit of his piece as well.
So here I'm going to lay this out for you. I had a dream last night. Do you dream about work?
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah,
I frequently
see all the people around here.
Yes,
it's my place, right?
Exactly. It's where we spend most of our time.
Yeah.
Okay. So last night I had a dream that Slee and I are getting ready to do our show.
Okay.
We're doing it from my house. We're doing it from both of us. We're doing it from the room that I did all the shows from in the pandemic.
Okay.
Okay. Which is this windowless room. It's kind of depressing, quite honestly.
Yeah.
But instead of the room as it is, it's a dream. So one of the walls is nothing but giant televisions.
Okay. Giant television,
all one side, giant
that's
TVs.
Awesome.
I'm getting word music's playing, right?
Yeah. Okay.
It's Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, it's Rage Against the Machine.
It's our show open.
Okay.
Right? So we're going through it, and right as the show's about to start, Berg comes in and steals my notepad. You know, I have my notepad.
You always have a notepad.
Has he ever done that to you? Has Berg ever stole your notepad before your show starts?
No, but sometimes, you know, there's no scratch paper in here, which pisses me off.
Well, sure, you need to jot down some notes as you're doing the show.
I got to scribble, exactly.
Of
course. Exactly. So your notepad.
He comes in and steals my notepad and says to me, we're adding a third person to your show.
Wow.
Marcus Morris. Yes.
The Clippers.
Morris from the Clippers is
kind of
now
a two-way player.
The third person on your show. And then he takes my pad, and he and Slee get up and leave. And I'm in
it's
this
just you and Marcus just, Morris?
Marcus Morris isn't there, but I need to do the show with
Marcus Morris,
who I've never spoken to, I've never met. Quite honestly, no disrespect to Mr. Morris. Never thought about Marcus Morris a
second
in my life.
That is the most random.
Mace, your thoughts.
So break it down.
That is the most rando. Okay.
What's the message?
The message.
That you take away from this?
You, Travis Rogers, need to talk more Clippers. That's what I took out of it. Travis you know, we've got a Lakers guy. Yeah. Now we've got Travis, who's going to be a big Clippers
guy. Have you ever
guy.
Mentioned Luke Kennard?
I didn't even know who that was until you told me his name earlier today.
What were some of the other interpretations here?
So what the most common, we had a bunch of callers come in and give me their interpretations. The overriding one was, I'm worried about being abandoned. Is that I'm worried about somebody taking my notes, that my safety net, right? Mm-hmm. For somebody that I trust is leaving me.
Leaves.
I lean on Greg for a lot of things on this show. He's gone.
He thinks
all of a sudden,
we both took your walked
notepad
out.
And took my notepad, and now I'm by myself in this situation.
We both walked
with somebody
out on
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First of all, I think it's a completely random pull
to
have Marcus Morris in your dream.
He tweeted. Marcus.
Did you tweet at Marcus?
Not, he is not.
What was
not
the tweet?
I said,
my dreams?
I said, so.
Dear Marcus, you're in my dreams.
I said, so. I had a dream
don't make
last
this
night
weird.
That my co-host abandoned me and put Marcus Morris's tag in it, that you, Marcus Morris, were my new co-host. Shoot me a number in case this comes true.
Right.
Something like that. I forget exactly
has
how
there been
I
wrote a response?
There's not. It's been
no
a few
response.
Hours.
The disrespect.
Hours. Yeah. Well, apparently he didn't
how
have the same
dare
dream.
You, Marcus Morris. Yes.
Well, okay, so you've said this in the past. You've done SC's broadcast, Laker broadcast, Rams broadcast, Angels broadcast.
Yep. Houston Texans.
I don't hear the Clippers on there.
No.
Maybe there's something there potentially for the Clippers down the road as well.
Yeah, maybe there's an opportunity.
I feel
for
like
you.
There's some underlying emotional things that I'm struggling with that I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. No. Have you ever been to psychotherapy?
I have not.
Oh, you should really. You know what? I always think that the most evolved people are the ones that go to therapy.
Yeah, no, I'm not resistant to it.
Yeah.
I would
you should
certainly
do it.
Talk
through some of your feelings.
Does my psychotherapist need to be an NBA fan to understand my dream?
To understand this one, probably. Have you ever been to a shrink, Al?
I've been to a therapist, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think it makes you a better... Well, here's what it does for me. So, I'm a crazy person. So, I have these random crazy thoughts. And sometimes I need to check my thinking. So, my shrink is the guy I go to and say, all right, so am I right about this action at work, this relationship I'm had, this thing, am I right about it, or let me get another set of eyes on it. That's what the shrink is. He's the other set of eyes that I use.
Hearing yourself talk out loud you know, like whatever it is, like you're talking to somebody, but almost in a sense you're talking to yourself, mm-hmm. and just like hearing that part of okay. it. And I feel like you did that today.
I was just going to say, allowed listeners to do that. I told this is what the dream was.
Something very intimate, you and your sleep.
And I woke up. I was upset.
Were you?
Yeah. I was upset. It was. I was like, okay.
I wonder if there'll be a part two, like tonight.
Somebody called and said the actual show with Marcus Morris tonight
in Travis's dreams.
Maybe Mark Keefe makes an appearance.
Oh, yeah.
you don't know.
Somebody called and literally said that this was part one of your dream.
Yeah.
That the rest of it will come later.
There was another interpretation that somebody felt that I was rude to Emily and Taylor yesterday.
What does that have to do with Marcus Morris?
Well, and that the dream was is that because I was rude, I feel that I had alienated my coworkers and that they were going to leave.
They were walking out.
I don't know where she did not have. She did not have an explanation for. Nobody's been able to figure out.
Have you been disrespecting Emily and Taylor?
No, I gave Emily a hard time because she throws her gum on the floor in random places.
Emily.
Okay, it was once.
You throw your gum on the floor and ran. I never understand the people that throw the gum. Why would you throw the gum on the ground?
Well, karma got her.
On the sidewalk, on any of that stuff.
That's what I said.
Just be polite and kick it to the side. I mean,
throw it in a bush.
Throw it in a bush.
Throw it in a trash can.
Yeah, exactly.
There are places to do this.
God,
and then
Emily.
Taylor, what did I give you a hard time for yesterday, Taylor?
Making fun of you?
Maybe.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I feel like I was in the right in both of these situations. I don't have any guilt for that. Right.
Emily tried throwing her gum out the window.
Okay.
And it hit the window.
Well, you got to roll the window down.
So that was the karma. That was the karma where the gum is still stuck on her window.
It's still there, Emily?
Yes, on the outside of the window. So my...
Do you not have a razor blade or some ammonia or something to get that off?
It was rolled mostly down, and then I threw it out the window. It got stuck on my hand, and then it rolled back up, and then it was stuck on the window. Then I had a credit card trying to get it off.
You need a razor blade.
Okay, I don't have razor blades like right off like mm-hmm. on hand, so I.
So you're driving around with the gum on your
acetone.
Window.
Acetone.
Y'all, if you saw my car right now, it would look you. Yeah,
I've
don't
never.
Look at
do,
it.
Do you paint your nails?
Yes.
Okay, so you have. Nail polish remover.
Okay, I'll use that.
Yeah, come right off.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
What are you
okay,
like?
I was scared.
You got all the hacks.
Well,
Travis has got a side hustle.
He paints nails.
What else you got? You want me to come by and see what you got going here, please?
Travis's hacks. I think it's a great idea.
Can you explain to him what happened earlier?
Yeah, I was going to. I was trying to wait.
We spent Mace most of today talking about how you guys got a couple ringers, right? You went out and got Brady, who I think is currently playing in a minor league team somewhere.
Triple A with the Dodgers.
He's playing Triple A with the Dodgers.
No. I have no idea what Brady's skills are.
Sure, of course you don't. And then you also went out and got Matt Burke on the business side, on the sales side. Matt's 6'5", 6'6", young, looks like he's an athlete.
I mean, I don't know. He's really tall. Could be a loaf for all I know.
Trav, take it away.
So here's what happened, Mace. Yeah. He's walking through over here right in the lobby.
Oh, Matt.
And Matt is going through. Yeah. And we make eye contact with each other and like, hey, we're on Team Mace, right? Yeah, like, thumbs up. We're excited about this. And he takes a pantomime of a baseball swing. No.
Could be slow playing it.
Did I guess wrong?
Could be slow playing it.
Now,
oh, wow.
Okay, so it didn't look great. So we brought him in here and we were talking to him a little bit about it. Last time he played baseball was T-ball.
Yep.
So that's not
more experienced than me.
Emily found the best for team cap, worst for us.
Yeah.
He had his fingers interlocked like a golf club.
Well,
take a little swing.
No, that's not right.
I like this, man. That's not the right grip. I like the addition of Brady. I think Brady's going to help us a lot.
I signed a free agent today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, another one? Free agent. Yeah.
Who'd you get?
Because here's the thing. I don't know that Ramona, given her current status.
Well, I thought that was Brady.
No, well, he's the DH. He's the DH.
Oh, yeah.
But what I need is a relief pitcher, so I added somebody from our sales team. Ron Mitchell is going to be our go-to relief guy.
How long ago did Ramona have her baby? A month?
Not over a month. A little more, maybe six weeks.
All right.
Yeah, she's coming on today. We'll talk to her about it. But I needed a relief pitcher to go to.
Okay, how did it come to Ron Mitchell? Because I kind of know Ron back in the day used to play softball all the time.
Did not know that.
Unbelievable, Mace. Mace is making GM changes like I've never seen before.
Had no idea.
He's Billy Bean over here.
He's got a budget to work with, and he is stretching every single
dollar. What are the analytics on Ron?
You're saying Ron has played softball before.
Damn, you guys made some good moves. Since the official roster came out, these are good moves. And Ron is one of those guys that will take it seriously.
Oh, he's serious.
He came to me. Unbelievable.
And said, Mace, I want to be on your team. I can pitch. I'm like, all right, sure.
Two categories, Mace, that we were talking about. I think the MVP of this is fairly obvious. And I'm just
Don't say it. I'm not going to.
The MVP of the game?
The game.
Yeah.
The person who will be in the most impressive softball player of the bunch will be blank.
Who do you think that is?
Clinton.
Oh, you think so? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the way Clinton talks, I think he's in AAA right now. He could, honestly, he could be in somebody's farm system for all we know, the way he talks about this game.
Tell the story.
I think it's Kirk Morrison, and I don't think it's close.
I have Kirk to hit the first home run in the
game. I think Kirk's going to hit multiple home runs.
Do you?
So, you know, Kirk does college football for ESPN.
Yes.
Right? He's an analyst on their television broadcast. He was doing a game a couple of years ago. I'm watching the game. And he's at Fresno State doing the analyst gig. And they do, you know, they do cutaways like what you do in town. And one of the cutaways is Kirk is at the baseball diamond at Fresno State cranking home runs. Not just putting the ball in play and looking like he knows. Mace, he's bombing home runs on a college baseball field. It's the size of Dodger Stadium. And he's just popping them out of there left and right. And it did not look like he got lucky. It looked like he knew what he was doing.
So it looks like Kirk will be ready to go.
I got some encouraging video yesterday of Funch at a batting cage.
Really? Okay.
Looked really, really good.
Do we know if Funch is athletic?
He played basketball.
Yeah.
Yep. It looked like he was hitting the ball a mile.
Okay, good. Good.
Soy boy is what Michael Thompson called Funch. He said he should have a man bun and be making working as a barista downstairs.
Here's what I'll say. He wouldn't look out of place.
No, if
you gave Funch a man bun and some like weird graphic t-shirt and he was making
barista drinks,
he's a barista for sure.
So I got a new glove yesterday.
Let's see.
Okay. So let me take the belt off of it. I put a ball in it.
Can I borrow that? My son needs a belt for work.
And I left it there all night. Let me see. There you go.
Let's see, Mace.
Now, I even got some of the...
This is... Okay. Yeah, no, this is a real softball glove.
I went out and bought specifically a softball glove.
This is a real softball glove made of quasi-real leather.
Yeah.
This is fine. You will be very pleased.
Yeah. And it broke in well, I think.
No, it's fine. And you bought the right one because you get, like, real leather. It takes months to break it in.
Yeah.
This is good.
What are you bringing tomorrow? What are we getting?
What are you getting?
I'm going to end up with the same kitchen item. You take the hot...
the hot hand to take out the casserole? Yeah. No, So, Mace, I don't know if you know this. I am basically become the Dick's Sporting Goods for 710.
Oh, yeah, right?
Even Clinton asks you.
Yeah, and Clinton has tons of gear, but I was a baseball guy. My son is a baseball kid. My older boy played baseball for a long time, so I got a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
So I got Funchess. I got to bring a glove. I got to bring Slee a glove. I got to get one for myself, and I'll probably bring one or two
Slee,
just to cover.
You didn't go out and get your own glove? Come on, man.
No, but I will
make an investment in your show
at the batting cage later today.
Look at that, Mitt.
There's your guy. There's DeMarco. Hey, DeMarco.
There's both your guys.
Oh, yeah, there's Matt.
There's Matt right there.
Don't swing again. Don't swing again.
There's Matt right there, too.
DeMarco looks like he came straight from the beach. He's wearing one of those hats that, like, my mom wears.
DeMarco, I got a feeling he's going to hit one.
It's a fishing hat.
We're going to go past 112 today, Slee, because I got questions for DeMarco.
Okay.
So we're going to let DeMarco get in here, and then I got a few for you. You need to make it pop, Mace. There you go.
It's going to pop.
There you go. He's got to hit the pocket, right? Not the web. You got to hit it right in the pocket.
Yeah.
That was a little webby.
Well, that was webby.
It was a little webby.
See that ball there,
down,
Mace.
More towards your palm. That's it.
Okay.
That's the one. How many hits are you getting, Mace?
One for three. I think one for three. It's a game of failure, right?
Where are you in the order?
One for three, but he's drawing a walk, too.
Okay.
Drawing a walk.
Yeah.
I think they've made a tactical error on the other squad. Your lineup I like.
You shouldn't
a lot.
Have told them. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have told Clinton that.
They put
Clinton's going to change
Kirk
it tomorrow.
At first base. He's their best player. You don't put the best player at first
base. Put him out in left field.
Center
field
or shortstop.
Yeah.
Center field or shortstop. Those are the two places that you put Kirk.
Yeah.
But you heard Clinton saying yesterday, or Clinton was saying by tomorrow he's probably going to change it now. You gave him too many ideas.
Well, I feel like
you're managing our side. You're managing
our
side.
A giver. I'm at heart somebody that wants to share and make sure.
Hey, there's DeMarco.
What's up, DeMarco?
DeMarco, Slee doesn't like to work past 112, but I'm making him sick. Very quickly.
113.
Are you a softball player at all? Do you play softball?
I coach softball.
Oh, that's game over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Game over.
These are looking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep hearing, is this a thing?
No. This is a thing,
really?
Man.
Okay.
No. So,
do you see the way he answered that?
Yeah, there was no. It was not.
I coach softball.
Can you hit?
Yeah. I coach softball.
My man.
Yeah. I teach hitting.
Yeah, but could Tommy Lasorda hit?
Well,
I'm sure at one point he could.
At some point, I'm sure Tommy had some fungos. But yeah, no, I like that. I like that.
Do you like playing third base?
I do like playing third base. I hope I don't let the team down. So just make sure you hit it to my inside.
Right. You hit it to the glove side.
Right, please. Yeah,
hit it to the glove side. No backhand.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, Mason and Ireland, DeMarco's in for Ireland. We will see you from West Covina tomorrow.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We got a growl out of DeMarco there, too. What is going on, people? It is the day before the big thing that we've been getting ready for weeks now.
Wow.
We got a little lumber in the studio. We got a softball. Yeah. We got my new glove that I just broke in.
Nice.
I just broke it in.
How'd you break it in? Sit on it?
Put a ball
in
it.
Yeah.
Put some of that oil stuff on
it. Yeah,
wrapped it up and then tied a belt around it.
Oh, that's
for
old
the night.
School. Yeah.
So I think I'm
is
in
it
good
responding
shape.
when you
it
do
is.
It? Yeah.
It is.
Nice.
It's there.
It's a great
there.
Glove. It's part of your body now.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. So tomorrow night, and DeMarco, we just see, I know you were a professional athlete. I didn't realize you were also a softball coach.
Yeah, well, it's 6 under, 8 under. So we're moving up. We're actually going to pitching. It was coach pitch last year, so I had to pitch to my own girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're moving up to where they get to pitch on their own, so we're learning the motion. It's weird. I can't do it yet, but I can't wait for them to learn it. It's awesome.
So how do you feel about playing third base? You're comfortable
with
that?
Let's go. Come on, man. Let's play. So let's win. Are we out to win? I mean, what's the deal?
Yeah, we are out to – here's the thing. We're out to win.
Morales is starting trash, right? I saw that on Twitter.
We're out to win.
Yeah.
But we're also out to have a lot of fun.
Good.
You're out to screw around, right? I mean, seriously, I don't think anybody here is going to take this that seriously.
But win first. Win first.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. The winning is the most important.
Win first.
Win and then don't take it seriously.
What team are you on, Greg?
I'm on Team Cappy. Let's go, Team Cappy.
You're on the other
love
side?
Love boat.
How did that happen? How did he go to the other side? Did I miss that?
The idea was, how do we mix the shows up so that guys aren't. Our guys are competing against people within the
show. So you can't
show.
Hate the other side.
Correct. Right. Like Jorge and Bergman are both on Team Cappy.
Team Cappy. All right.
But I've got, well, I had Lindsay. She's on the injured list. But I've got Tall Taylor.
Yep.
I've got Michael Funchess. So I've got people from other shows.
Okay, nice.
So we're trying to mix it up. And tomorrow night, I think it is going to be fun. And a lot of people said to me, man, the Mandy sounded great. I wish I would have been there. Did you make it to the Mandy's?
Of course.
Yeah, I saw
we
you
talked.
On stage.
I met your mom.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
I met Mom Mason. So I have terrible memory.
So, me too.
Yeah. Face blindness. You don't even know who's across from you.
Do you know this facial blindness thing that Brad Pitt
has?
Yes,
but it's for me, it's with names.
See, for me, it's with, I don't recognize people. I don't, like, every day Greg has to remind me of his name.
Yeah.
You are Greg.
Greg,
right?
Yes. That's what we do. We
Gregory.
Sit down and I say,
I respect that.
Hey, the first thing I say to him, hi, Greg.
You may be the first non-football player with CTE.
No.
You might
no,
be
no,
that
no.
guy.
You know, you know where I get my my memory issues. No way.
Exactly. You've got something coming.
So,
yes, sir.
So let me
first
see.
Time I've hung out right with you. This is weird. We go back years. And that was your lead-in. Yeah.
And I don't think we ever...
I think we did
have
one.
Have we done a show together?
One maybe in like 20 years, whatever it is.
Why
one.
Is that, Bergman? I always request DeMarco, and then you give me Ramona.
I give you Ramona. There is just a little bit of a level that we have to go with. We have to go with Ramona first because she's a part of the company.
Yeah.
Well, DeMarco is...
he gets paid differently.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, DeMarco is...
But then DeMarco is next.
I'm with Ireland more.
Look, yeah. Look, he's here with you today and tomorrow.
That's
and then
awesome.
In
yeah.
August,
first
we're going
to
have him all the time.
To talk to you.
So tomorrow, you're all invited, and we'll be doing the shows live starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow at the West Covina Sportsplex in West Covina, the Field of Dreams thing. I guess we're on the Dodger Stadium version of the field tomorrow.
Awesome.
And Wiffle Ball Bash... softball game, partying nonstop. Morales says bring umbrellas. I don't know, is he expecting rain or why is he bringing umbrellas?
Well, because it's hot out there, and so the sun is beating down on you. If you're under an umbrella, that's some shade.
Okay,
for you.
So bring an umbrella, bring a cooler.
Bring signs. Make sure you bring signs.
Are you
say
to
things
bring
like
booze?
Let's go, DeMarco.
Are you allowed to bring booze?
No, you are allowed to
Seriously,
buy.
You're not allowed to bring
you
booze.
You are allowed to buy booze. We are going to be selling booze.
It's not BYO?
Okay.
No, we are you're not allowed to bring your booze. Yes, we are.
Are we selling weed?
We are selling
Do no, we have a little, not really.
Yeah.
Do we have a little? Do we have a little dispensary there at the West Covina
really.
Sports? Oh, I guess not.
Mason is wrong.
Love
Thank this guy.
Les.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Les.
Wow.
Damn right I am.
Yeah. So.
Wow. No.
No. Last night, I don't know if you got a chance to look at the Dodgers game at all. Did you?
I did. Funny, right?
Yeah.
I have to tell people. I hope my friends in St. Louis are listening because I have to tell them this. Stan Kroenke had nothing to do with that.
Ha!
But they always, every time they lose to L.A., it goes back to him. When they're talking
Stan
to me.
Stan Kroenke gets blamed when the Cardinals lose to the Dodgers.
Anytime they lose to Los Angeles, it goes back to Stan
Kroenke.
That's
rough.
So Stan Kroenke did not have an at-bat last night.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not his fault.
He's got about 6 billion reasons to not give a damn.
Right. No doubt. Absolutely.
But Dodgers down 6-0 in the sixth inning, and I'm like, all right, we're screwed. So what, we smoke weed. We're just having fun.
We don't care who sees.
That's your walk-up, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my walk-up.
I like it.
Yeah, I like that. So Dodgers down 6-0 in the sixth inning, scored 2 in the seventh. Will Smith hit the home run. Big moment for Hanser Alberto, who drives in the go-ahead run in the top of the ninth inning. And that was really his first big signature moment as a Dodger.
Question for you. Do you like beating St. Louis more than they hate losing to L.A.?
I hate the Cardinals.
You do?
Oh, I do.
Okay. Why do you hate the Cardinals?
Because they've got this whole you play
the way
game
thing?
The Cardinal way. It's like, screw you.
Okay, so it does work the other way.
They think they invented baseball. We're doing it the Cardinal way. No, we're all doing it exactly the same.
Is that a universal thought? Are you into that same vein? Because I said Dodger fans could care less about you.
I don't really care too much about them. The whole Cardinal way thing was before I was born. So what even is it? What is a Cardinal
play
way?
Play the game the right way. Don't show off. Don't flip your bat. Keep your head down.
You know what it is.
All
way
about
is
team.
What it is.
Say what it
no
is.
No individualism. don't stand out. Blend in with the crowd.
Here.
You're part of the herd.
Tony La Russa. That's all you got to say.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah. Then screw them.
Yeah. The other thing is about the Cardinals is I've stood at it's still Busch Stadium, right?
Yes.
Yeah, still Busch. I've stood at Busch Stadium after Clayton Kershaw was defeated by the Cardinals in a closeout game
in the
NLDS a number of years back, and I just hated. Here's the thing about
is that the Puig bat flip thing? Was that then?
Puig was there.
Yeah, I know there was a bat flip that sent
Puig
St. Louis into a tizzy. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
So I do hate the Cardinals. But on the hate list, I mean they're way down the hate list after the Giants, 49ers, Celtics.
Yeah.
That whole crowd.
I did watch. Look, if you can promise me every baseball game will be like that, I'll watch every game. But they aren't all like that exciting.
Yeah, it was a thriller, and it's kind of they've now won 12 out of 14.
Yeah.
So they're rolling pretty good right now. They're 8.5 up on San Diego in the West. Best record in the National League. Second best record in baseball, trailing only the Yankees. And I thought last night the most interesting thing in this game was that Craig Kimbrell came in to throw the eighth. And then, go figure, probably nobody ever suggested this, but Evan Phillips stepped in for the save. Bergman, did anybody ever
Shocking.
Suggest that?
I've never heard anybody suggest that on this radio station at this time of the day.
I've been saying for a while that if they go away from Kimbrel, Evan Phillips is the guy. And Evan Phillips was money. I think it took like 9 pitches last night or 10 pitches.
Wow. He was fantastic. I was always a Vessia guy at this point, but he gave up a run earlier in the game.
Yep.
And you know what? You're right. Evan Phillips, he gets up there. It's just – calm. It's easy for him. Yep. It doesn't really seem like he gets too high or too low. I like it. I like it. You don't expect much from him, though. Like, I don't expect Evan Phillips. Like, I forget about him. He does his job, and he's gone.
Deadly in that seventh, eighth inning role.
Right.
And you can slide him into the closer role. The question is, then Craig Kimbrell, how is he in the setup role? He was fine last night through a clean eighth, but is Craig Kimbrell going to take a step back? Is he going to move back to closer? What do you think happens?
So the thing is that they were down when it came to that point, right?
Right.
They were losing. So having Craig Kimbrell come in there was actually to kind of hold.
It was really to hold. I think it was 7-5, maybe.
It was 6-5. They were up 6-5,
and
they
went and
scored two in the top nine. Yeah, and went to Kimbrell. So they were actually down.
Right.
Which was a weird spot for him
weird
to be
spot
in.
Weird spot for Kimbrell.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's time for a change.
It is very much a time for a change, and I'm happy to say that Evan Phillips got that save.
Yeah.
It's great.
He was fantastic last night. Meanwhile, by the way, the Angels beat the Astros 7-1. Shohei Ohtani, ninth win of the year. His scoreless inning streak ended at 31 2/3 innings. 31 2/3 consecutive innings without allowing a run. He ended up allowing one earned last night in an Angels win. But this guy is just a joke right now.
I wish he played someplace else. Is that fair to say?
Sure.
I wish he did. Where he was the biggest fish in a small pond. Because it needs to be magnified what he's doing more so.
Yeah.
Yeah. When's the last time you've seen something like this ever? I haven't.
Never.
Exactly.
Never
That's
been
what
anything
I mean.
Like it.
Anyplace else, he's the biggest star in the world.
Yeah.
He's messy. But here, you get swallowed up by the Dodgers and everything else.
But weirdly, and they've not named starters for the All-Star game. And there's been this push. I mean, I'm anticipating Clayton Kershaw is going to start for the National League. There's been this push for Justin Verlander since he's late in his career, is having a great, great season. He starts. I think what people want to see is Shohei Ohtani pitch.
Why wouldn't you?
And hit.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Bat him lead off. I want to see Ohtani versus Kershaw in the first inning.
Didn't Stephen A. get in trouble for talking about him, like what would make him more marketable? Wasn't that a thing with him? No?
It might have been.
Spoke English or something like that?
Maybe.
Something silly like that. Anyway, but yeah, I would love to see that guy. Absolutely. I think baseball should put him on Front Street.
All right, coming up next for you, DeMarco, do you know any Cougars?
Yes. Which way do you mean?
That way.
The Washington State Cougars.
Not the Washington State Cougars.
Or the Houston Cougars.
Not the Houston Cougars.
The word Cougar, yes, I know a lot of them. Yeah. Either way you want to go with it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do that coming up next because Zach Wilson has got a great endorsement opportunity. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's awesome.
Wow.
All right, so everybody,
how did you know this song,
Jorge? Jorge, is this in your playlist? Is this in your workout?
Let's go to your segment here. That's a different story.
This is just something where you're just like, you know, driving around like, hey, let's listen to this.
UPS or FedEx.
So most people know now the Zach Wilson story, right?
Yes.
So Zach, his girlfriend, Ireland is the expert in this stuff, but his girlfriend revealed that Zach was getting with his mom's best friend.
Way to go. Way to go, homeboy.
So he's become quite famous for this. And an adult website is now throwing what they're calling a Hail Mary, offering Zach Wilson the opportunity to become a recruiter. The salacious site is hoping he'll scope out moms on Instagram in order to bring them in as new additions for the company.
Ooh.
Me or him. So, now I don't think he's going to take the deal. But our resident single guy, Bergman, is here.
What are we doing, Mace?
No, I just want to ask you some questions.
He's nervous.
Oh, gee. No, it's not nervous. It's like, why? We did this once before.
Have you
Didn't
ever
go well.
Dated an older woman?
Oh. An older woman?
Yeah.
Like,
a cougar.
How much older? I have dated an older woman, but not.
It's got to be in a
certain
age.
It was 4 years older.
That's not. That doesn't
count. Right.
That doesn't count.
So that's,
what,
that is the oldest.
What's the definition of a cougar?
Is 40 plus.
Well, I'm 38, so she was 40 plus.
At any time in your life, she's got to be 40 plus.
Okay, well, she was 40 plus.
Right, but I think cougars, the idea of a cougar is she's dating somebody younger than herself.
Correct.
So, Bergman, you're already in your 40s. You're probably out of cougar range.
I am not in my 40s. I'm 38.
Well, I mean, I'm rounding.
You're rounding. Wait, guys, don't round me up to 40.
Ireland, yeah. 60.
Well, but at least he's right there.
Non-stepdad Leo likes to say this. He's in his 60th year, which is technically true.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I the idea of a cougar is interesting. I don't know anybody who has specifically dated a cougar. Do you?
Yes, come on.
You
Mace.
Do? Okay.
Yes, come on.
Tell me.
Well,
tell me.
We have to define dating. Have you ever been to, like, Scottsdale, Arizona?
I was there once when the Super Bowl was there. I don't recall much.
Okay, well, it's, you know, kind of a haven. So
when oh, you it's go, like the Cougar Haven?
Yes, big time.
Is
absolutely.
That what Scottsdale is known for?
That, well, in certain circles, absolutely. That's nice. That's where you go hang out. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So common.
So yes, absolutely. And a lot of people, a lot of guys I know. Players, come on. Yeah, of course. Young guys.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, it's the Zach Wilson thing is a fascinating story. And I think it's going to, is it a, you'll know, you played in the league. Is this going to be something that is a distraction? People talking about Zach Wilson and his dating life during the course of the season?
It depends
or is
on
it,
how he plays,
or is
man.
It just a throwaway?
It depends on how he plays. He can play his way out of it. I mean, if he plays like, you know, crap, then, yeah, they're going to keep bringing this up, and this is all you're going to be known for. But if you play great, you'll be like Aaron Rodgers. His dating life is secondary to how he plays.
Right.
But it's just as crazy as this. It's just, you know, this is something that kind of touches home, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Makes sense.
I wanted to, we got Wheel of Questions coming up here in a minute, but you saw Thor Love and Thunder. I saw Thor Love and Thunder. It did like $1 billion at the box office or whatever it is this weekend. Bergman hasn't seen it yet. He's a big Marvel guy. Jorge could give a damn. What did you think of Thor Love and Thunder?
It was okay.
Just okay?
Yeah, it was, well, I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, like, don't tell me anything about the plot.
Ragnarok was better.
Okay.
Well, Ragnarok was fantastic.
Ragnarok was fantastic.
Okay, hard to follow, but yeah. I mean, this it's not even close.
Now, I told Bergman, I think this is okay. It feels, I mean, it's kind of an out-and-out comedy, isn't it?
Yeah, I was trying not to say that. This was too funny for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too funny.
It was too funny.
See, I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, I did, but it only got serious when when the other guy came.
Yeah, when the other guy came.
Yeah.
What was that, Jorge?
Is it Deadpoolish, like funny like that, like Deadpool?
Nah,
no.
I mean, this is like
Deadpool's like silly,
yeah.
Silly. Did you see Thor Ragnarok? Yeah, Jorge.
So Thor Ragnarok was very funny, but it still had a plot, and there was a lot of things that were happening.
There's a plot here.
And okay, well, I'm sure there's some kind of plot, yeah. But there was still action, and there was a
lot
going on. But this, from what I understand, is that this is Thor Ragnarok, like expanded on steroids and kind of for kids.
Yeah. I don't, you know, I'm not buying it. By the way, in terms of villains, that's a dark
ass
villain. I won't say anything, but boy, that's a dark villain.
Very dark.
Yeah.
But it was surrounded by a bunch of ha-ha.
Yeah.
And bright colors.
Well, it's that guy Taika Waititi, who is this guy from New Zealand who does, I don't know if you've ever seen What We Do in the Shadows.
No.
Never. Such a great movie. If you've not
so
seen
funny.
What We Do in the Shadows, it came back this week. Two episodes on Tuesday night on FX. It is amazing.
Wow. Okay.
Amazing.
Great endorsement.
It's like a reality show, but with vampires.
Really?
Yeah. So they're like behind the scenes. They've got the confessionals. They've got all this stuff that you would normally see on a reality show, but it's all vampires.
But they're vampires.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Oh,
it's amazing.
What
it's
a
amazing.
Great pitch. Yeah.
All right.
No. Maurice's like, no.
So scale of 1 to 10, Thor, Love and Thunder.
7. I like Marvel.
Yeah.
7's high. I mean, that's
sounds
pretty
like
good.
A 6, though. You were going to say 6.
I mean, yeah, but 6, 7. Look,
so you're going
7.
Down 5.
If it's Marvel, I'm going to see it.
Yes.
Yeah,
me
I
too.
Liked it. Yeah, but
you know, I liked it.
You'll see. You'll have the same opinion when you see it.
Yeah, I don't know. I like if it's a 7, I'm thinking like, okay, it's funny and it's good. Like Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is probably a 7. It's not a great movie,
no.
But it's still funny and it still has. So that's a 7 to me. Is this better or worse than Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
See, I thought Guardians was the whole thing is comedy.
Yeah.
It is, but it's still, but it's a good movie.
This kind of took Thor into that era. You know what I mean?
Oh, you took it. They took it into the Guardians.
Into the Guardians of sort of sensibility, yeah.
Because Thor Ragnarok was very similar.
It was very funny.
Yeah, very funny movie.
All right.
Very funny movie.
I'll see it, because it's Marvel.
Yeah, you should.
It's Marvel.
Of the recent Marvel movies, it is not among my favorites, although I did not love Doctor Strange.
The new one?
Yeah, the new one.
I got to watch it again.
Yeah. Well, it's
it was
so
great.
Friggin' confusing. I mean, the multiverse is like, he's here, he's there.
There's
it's
a lot
like,
going on.
A lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot.
He's to like think Roy
through.
Kent.
Yeah. All right. Weird you said that. Oh, there's the Cougar song. All right. Coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. DeMarco is in for Ireland today. It's his birthday. Happy birthday to John.
Happy
tomorrow
birthday.
Is our big All-Star Friday Night extravaganza. Details on that coming up. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. My wheel today. And, okay, got it. Here's the question, DeMarco. DeMarco in for John today. Would you rather live where it only snows or where the temperature never falls below 100 degrees?
Oh, wait.
So it's either snow all the time or 100 degree plus weather all the time.
So
you've got to pick one.
Super hot or cold?
Cold.
Oh, man. Just had a convo with my brother about this. I would rather, this sounds crazy, I'd rather be in the cold.
Really?
Because I can always put on more clothes. To warm up. I can always do things to warm up my house. But when it gets hot, there's only so much I can go down before they arrest me. You know what I mean?
Right.
I just can't walk into the grocery store butt naked if it's hot.
Right.
So I would rather be in the cold.
Okay, so
than,
you're
than,
going.
Than the heat.
Snow and cold. Bergman.
This is a super easy one.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely easy. It's always cold. You can put as much. You can put more clothes on than you can't take any more clothes off when it's over 100 degrees. I know you like being naked and it's National Nude
I do.
Day.
It's National Nude Day, and that's the way I would deal with the heat.
But no, even when you're nude, you're still going to be way too hot.
Yeah.
And you can't do anything about it.
I can't stand that. Yeah.
Jorge?
Cold.
Cold.
All the time. Yeah.
See, so Juan hates.
Mason is wrong.
Hates Palm Springs when it gets this time of year, right?
Because
my mom and not stepdad Leo are out there, and it's probably 117 degrees today. Now, for me...
What's the energy cost there to live
there? That's got
to
be crazy, right?
Your AC's going all the time. Yeah, okay.
But for me, I think the heat is just like this big, warm blanket. I love the heat. I love being where it's hot. I love going to the desert at this time of year. I think it's fantastic.
120?
117 today, I think. Yeah.
Whoa,
sign
dry.
Me up. Whoa. Sign me up. Dealing with snow. Have you guys ever... Now, Bergman, you lived in
Colorado.
Hawaii. You lived in...
Colorado.
Did you ever have to, like, start the car and wait for the windshield to thaw and then get the thing and scrape the windshield and all that? Jorge, have you ever done that?
Oh, no.
Oh, man, what a pain in the ass that is.
It is.
It is a pain in the ass.
I'd rather do that than live in the heat.
Snow, shoveling snow every day over and over.
Sitting on a hot leather seat in a car is one of the most painful things in the world.
That's
especially
torture.
Wearing shorts. Yeah,
being
it's awful.
In a
and
pool,
then you stick to it.
I would rather be waterboarded.
In the heat, sign me up.
I would. No, right. I can't do it.
You guys are wrong.
And...
Okay, that's
Mason is wrong.
Wheel yes.
Question. Stop it, Les Snead. All right, so there you have Wheel of Question. Okay, so somebody on Twitter said that, you know, we've got this big softball game tomorrow night, and everybody's going to be out there. And if you were not at the Mandy Awards, here's your chance to get up close, personal. We'll do all kinds of pictures and whatever you guys want and play in a softball game, wiffle ball bash. It is tomorrow starting at 10 a.m., all of our shows live from the West Covina Sportsplex. You're invited out there. Hang with us. And then make sure you stay for the big 7-10 All-Star softball game, which is expected to start at about 7 o'clock tomorrow night. It's going to be fun. So somebody said, why don't you guys, what would happen? Did you ever watch this show, Real World Road Rules Challenge?
Yes.
You like it?
Yeah.
I think it's that same show, right?
Well, it's the two shows from MTV. They brought them together to do like stunts and
right. So like it's people that are formerly on the Real World.
Oh, then I've
then
yeah.
go on
okay.
to compete against each other in the Road Rules Challenge.
Then I am familiar. I've seen variations of
Bourbon, and they were on Road Rules too. I've seen episodes, but I don't watch it on regularly.
Okay,
on
so
MTV.
here's the challenge. Jot this down.
I don't have any scratch paper.
Jotting.
The show is called Real
World. I want you to write it down.
You want me to write this down? Oh, I thought you were talking to Jorge.
No.
Go ahead. Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I want everybody to write this down. Real World Road Rules Challenge.
That's what we're writing down?
Yeah,
Real World Road Rules Challenge.
Correct. That's the name of the show.
Thank you, Greg.
I needed
You're welcome.
That. Now, say it real fast.
Real World Road Rules Challenge.
Okay, now you stuttered a little bit, but you got
a
to
lot.
It.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Say it fast, Jorge.
Real World Road Rules Challenge.
Bergen? Real World Road Rules Challenge.
Yeah, see, it's a very hard thing to say. Real World Road Rules
Challenge. Real World Road
real
Rules
world
Challenge.
Road Rules.
It's the road rules part that really
road
makes it difficult.
Rules,
road
real rules. Well, Real World Road Rules.
Yeah, that's hard.
That's hard.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're not going to do that.
That's yeah.
Road Rules, Real World
Too
challenge.
Hard to say.
That's
Parker,
Brandon Malam on
the intern. Can you say it? Parker's like, I don't know.
Real World Road Rule Challenge.
He that's, practiced.
Yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
rehearsed. He was he last.
He was also a little slow. I mean,
yeah, it's also a little
supposed to mess it up, making us look bad.
Yeah,
a little sluggish. You're supposed to come
Jeez,
on and
come
flop,
on.
Man. All right. So you were just talking about the Arizona Cardinals. Well, since we got you here, I want to
yeah.
do some stuff with you. So the Cardinals seem to be inching their way towards a deal with Kyler Murray.
Yeah. Little Sprite, that's what I call him in Arizona.
Little Sprite.
I was kind of dismissive of the Cardinals because of that. They've always been dysfunctional.
Yep.
So Kyler Murray's one of those sensitive type quarterbacks, and it seems like they were handling him all wrong, which is great for us
right.
as Ram fans. You saw the way they ended the season.
Sure.
You should have seen those guys coming out of the locker room. They were done before the game started.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've seen this before with other teams. They were ready to pack it in before that game even started.
Because we spanked them in that
Absolutely.
Game.
I mean, look, they're good, but when they play uninspired ball and the Rams were inspired, that's what happened. So you could tell something was wrong with them then. So you move into the offseason. Kyler Murray's going through a song and dance. They got the GM and the head coach signed up to contract before
yep.
they did their quarterback.
Yep.
That's going to upset him. So I thought they were doing everything wrong with him, like I said, which is good for us. But it seems like maybe they're coming back around right before camp.
Why have they, since Kingsbury's been there, since Kyler Murray's been there, collapsed during the second half of the season?
You've seen this guy. I mean, look, Kyler Murray, to me, when he's – You saw the first game against the Rams, right?
Yes.
You couldn't even touch the guy. Right? Remember, people were calling for Raheem Morris's job after
oh, yeah.
that game. Right,
yeah.
You couldn't even touch him. When he's playing inspired football, you've got issues. I could care less what you think about what a top 10 quarterback looks like. On game day, that guy's a problem when he's fully engaged. When he's not, you saw that at the end of the year. So I think Cliff Kingsbury is great with X's and O's. He's an offensive genius, or at least as close as you can get. In this day and age, one of those young phenoms.
Right.
I think he's learning how to deal with people, especially with a quarterback like Kyler Murray. You have to throw your arms around that kid. You really do. You have to treat him like he's at Oklahoma.
So this year, Seattle's gone.
Right. Rebuilding. Yeah.
San Francisco. What's Debo? The Debo thing is weird, and then the quarterback thing is weird.
I think they're doing a better job with Debo than they were doing with Kyler Murray.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing the game with Debo. We want to pay. We don't want to pay you that much. And
but Debo doesn't want to play running back, isn't that right?
Right. But I think once the season starts, it's going to be Debo like you saw before because he's still running for more money. And that's their entire offense, if you ask me. It's Debo and his versatility, right? Especially with Trey Lance coming in. So, yeah, they're still a problem because of what they have up front on
right.
both sides of the football. Arizona, I thought, was going to be a mess, but it seems like they're going to give that guy a deal. Which means the NFC West, wow, three-team race. It's going to be a horse race.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. All right, let's do this. 33550 Pacific Coast Highway, Malibu. The most expensive house in California currently for sale.
Say that again. What's the address?
33550 Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu.
Malibu.
Yeah.
So if I'm traveling down Pacific Coast Highway.
You just keep going that way.
Yeah. What am I passing before I get to that house?
You're passing that narrow. You're passing Gladstones. You're passing all that stuff. As
okay.
You go without PCH.
Right there
all
to the right.
All those houses are right on the beach.
Or to the left then.
To the left.
To the
correct.
Left. Okay.
To the left.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So this home was built in 2002. It's got 16 bedrooms.
Really?
Yeah.
It's got 22 bathrooms.
Tristan Thompson needs it.
Who the hell needs 22 bathrooms?
Yeah, Tristan Thompson.
Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon. That's the name I was going for. Right. Nick Cannon, exactly. He could use those. It was designed by some renowned classic estates. Buildings connected by sprawling courtyards and terracotta roofs, and inside each stone-covered structure is something the average person could only dream about ever having in the room. There's a gym, a beach cottage, an office, an underground tunnel from the pool that leads to a large movie theater.
An underground tunnel from the pool that leads to a theater?
Correct.
I love this house.
Anybody that wants to go straight from the pool to watch a movie, there is a tunnel that you can follow. So how much do you think, and I will tell you that the home is currently owned by former Disney CEO Michael Eisner. How much do you think this home is?
How many beds? 16?
16 bedrooms, 22 baths.
Okay. I'm going $1 million a room, theater. At least, right? At least $1 million a room.
So you're going to go $22 million?
Then plus land.
Or $60 million?
How big then is plus the house? Land.
Property? How big? Square footage?
What am I, the Zillow? Who am I, Zillow?
Well, you're the one who brought it up.
Yeah, I know. Big. Just call it big.
Right. We do call you Redfin. So.
Yeah. My nickname is Redfin.
That's more than $1 million a room.
Yep. I live on the MLS. So what do you think?
$65 million.
$65 million.
That's Bergman. How much it cost? Oh.
No.
Yeah. No, right,
on
no.
the nose. Bergman.
It's $100 million.
$100 million.
Jorge. $220 million.
Really?
Well, $200 million.
Really?
I don't know. He said 100. I don't know. You're the one with the...
Jorge wins. It's $225 million.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Jorge.
Wow.
$225 million for a house.
Who can afford that? How many people in the world can afford that?
Jeff Bezos.
At one?
Jeff Bezos' ex-wife.
Oprah.
Two. Three. Oprah can afford that. Wow.
Elon Musk.
Well, I don't know if we can or not.
He would buy it and then back out of it.
Right.
Bill Gates, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a crazy house. I never understand the number of bathrooms and why you need that many bathrooms. Are you really expecting 22 guests to have 22 bathrooms?
You just never know. I mean,
22 guests?
With a house that big, I figure, like you said, it's got a theater and a pool.
Theater,
you,
pool, tunnel from the pool to the theater.
You need a bathroom
theater.
Per area.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I guess so. It's crazy.
I think the real question here, DeMarco, is how do you get the Rams house there next year?
Oh, I think we just started the ball rolling right there. There we go.
Not a bad spot for it, right?
Yeah.
Great idea.
They can swim and then watch film on all the guys.
All right. Tell you what, coming up next, let's... Ramona's going to join us coming up. Make sure you're here for that. She's getting ready for tomorrow night. I want to know from you, DeMarco, how many selfies you take. How many selfies do you take?
Oh, I can answer that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do that coming up next. Plus, on top of that, Damian Lillard says he's proud to be known for committing to just one team. I want to get your thoughts on that, too. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.